Welcome back to Tennis West to the 47th episode. I'm Little D, and today I'm just going to be going over some more facts that I missed. Some of it I missed, but I'm just going to be looking at this website, and it's pretty much like showing pretty much like everything in Chapter 2, Season 8. I think I said Chapter 2, Season 7 in the beginning, but yeah, I just look at this website, and it's the website I use for my weapon breakdowns, but, yeah, I'm excited for this episode. Let's get into it. Alright, so, I just want to say that this is the second episode of the day. I just made an episode, like, about 10 minutes ago. I went over today's I'm Shop, the I'm Shop for September 20th, and I talked about Dr. Sloan's, burst assault rifle, mythic burst assault rifle, and I did a weapon breakdown on it. Alright, so, I did not talk about, the bonus rewards, in the battle pass. So the bonus rewards are Charlotte, Tattered Spirit, Toon Talking, Core, and Arctic Operative, Carnage Maximum, JP Chimpmonsky, with the helmet, Torn with the another style, it's called Sideways Stalker, a banner icon, a different style of JP Chimpmonsky, and it's a lunar face, the flame roasted Fabio Sparkleman, and, a wrap called the IO Elite Spec. So that's pretty cool. So, I'm just gonna read, like, this article stuff. So it says, with the last reality out of our way, out of the way, cubes have crash-landed into the island, corrupting the surrounding area, and the sideways started bleeding into this reality, creating sideways anomalies scattered through the island, and zones from the sideways is random POIs. Dr. Sloan and her IO guards are still on the island. I'm just making sure I'm still recording. The IO have begun repairing Holly Hatchery, removing most of the alien technology from the invaded billions, and reverting the POI back to Holly Hedges. Multiple abductors have crashed on the island. Multiples slipstream super bouncers and a cube have appeared at all of them. Each crash site, a landmark. So, hold up, I need to take my sweatshirt off real fast. Alright, that's better. So, it says, a piece of an abductor crashed into dockside dish, leaving the remains as a destroyed dish. Pieces of an abductor crashed near Misty Meadows, creating a hole on the back of Mount F8, destroying a building in Misty Meadows and creating a leveled lake. And I should have said this before, but these are just all the crash sites and where they are at. Pieces of an abductor crashed near Pleasant Park, revealing a hidden fourth bunker south of Pleasant Park and leaving remains besides the deep woods dish, creating the landmark smash stronghold. Pieces of abductor crash in between Believer Beach and Holly Hedges, destroying houses in the crash zone and leaving the landmark as a shattered saucer. Pieces of an abductor crash into the western side of Weeping Woods, causing the corrupted area to be renamed into the landmark, Wasted Woods. The last one is pieces of an abductor crashed south of Dirty Docks, causing minimal damage to the eastern coast. And that abductor spot, I'm pretty sure that's where Dr. Sloan and her IO guards, like, would spawn. Because, like, for the last times I've been there, Dr. Sloan and her IO guards have been shooting at me and whoever I would be playing with. Next is five new Imagine Order encampments have been built around the island, all of which are landmarks. Base Rio, Base Domino, Base Roger, Base Echo, and Base Oscar. A named location will occasionally be covered by a portal to the sideways. Sideways anomalies that take the form of corrupted rifts also appear around the map. So what it's saying is, there are also, like, other sideways that you can activate. They're around the map. And, like, when you look for it, look on your map and then look for, like, this purple, like, rift. And you can go there. And when you go through the rift, it will just activate the sideways. And you have to defeat, like, these bosses, these boss Q monsters. And at one of the sideways, there is a boss. And what does she have? Oh, she has a gun. She has, like, a good gun. But I forgot where it is. I know it's by... Usually that rift sideways would be by Bony Burbs, but... I forgot what she drops. And I even forgot, like, the name. Why did it go down here? What the heck? Oh. Oops. Okay. Where was I at? Okay. Next is several reboot vans added outside of named locations. I forgot to say. Well, no, I did say that. I said that in the episode called Chapter 2, Season 8. If you have not checked out that episode, please go check it out. But the last trespasser has moved into a house at a Pristone Point, transforming into an extraterrestrial estate. Alien Fantics from Believer Beach are observating it from the distance. Several alien-themed decorations from Believer Beach were sent to Compact Cars. The Golden Cube has landed east of Holly Hedges. I talked about that already. And the Blue Cube landed north of Camp Cod. Multiple trees and yellow flowers grew around it, creating the Friendly Forest landmark. Yes, it was at Camp Cod. I said it was either at Camp Cod or somewhere else. A bunker has been built under FN Radio. A fourth bunker hatch has been uncovered south of Pleasant Park. A small group of gnomes have appeared at Lazy Lake with explosives preparing a jailbreak for all the gnomes held in the nearby sheriff's office. More characters have appeared around the map, updating the locations they roam. September 13th, the cube at Shattered Saucer has moved south. On September 14th, Dr. Sloan appeared as a boss at IO Convy between Corny Crops and Dirty Docks. The cube at the Destroyed Dish has moved east. The cube at the Shattered Saucer has moved south twice. And that was September 14th. All of that was on September 14th. On September 15th, the cube in the Wasted Woods has moved north. The cube at the Shattered Saucer has moved north, and the cube at the Leveled Lake has moved north, more south. On September 16th, most of the cubes have begun to move around. The war effort donation board at Bony Burbs has fully funded, and a mounted turret has appeared in the location. On September 17th, the mounted turrets appeared at Weeping Woods and Pleasant Park, later at Misty Meadows and Corny Crops. On September 18th, one more mounted turret appeared at Pleasant Park and Corny Crops. On September 19th, Dr. Sloan and her IO convoy moved across the bridge. A turret appeared in Caddy Corner. So, some new features and changes to this season. So, some new things. The Q monster parts, which you can craft with only with the sideways guns. sideways rifle, sideways minigun, shadow flopper, crows. On vaulted things were shadow stones, dragons, breath sniper rifle. Ooh, shoot, that's actually fire. Harpoon gun, charged shotgun, suppressed assault rifle, automatic sniper rifle, raptors, and cube monsters. I forgot to talk about the automatic sniper rifle. That's one thing I was going to do a weapon breakdown on. I was trying to do a weapon breakdown on the charged shotgun and the suppressed assault rifle, but I guess they're both the same since the last time they got vaulted, because it said there was no change. Things that were vaulted... Hold up. The heck? Things that were vaulted were the Marksman six shooter, the burst pulse rifle, Nighthawk, Storm Scout, Chimera ray gun, ZYG, and Choppy's ray gun, pulse rifle, Sloan's pulse rifle, Gravitron, Prophet Flyer, Plasma Canyon, Alien Anites, Inflatable, Alien Knock gun launcher. The TAC got vaulted? I did not even know. The tactical shotgun got vaulted, more known as the TAC. The bolt action sniper got vaulted. The suppressed submachine gun, hand cannon, heavy assault rifle, saucers, and alien parasites. And also the Venom and Carnage. What's it called? The Venom and Carnage mythics, they came. The way you can get him, well, my friend, I was playing with Brady, he was on this podcast, and like he had said that it shows where like you can get it, like on the map of the mythics, but I'm not like actually sure how that works. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. I'm going to see if there's other things that I probably missed. I went over the battle pass in a recent episode. I'll just read this. So it says, how did it start? After the countermeasure device was activated, the mothership blew into pieces and along with the cubes crashed onto the island, causing destruction. The player is then hit by a crashing abductor and passes out. After downtime, the cubes were spread out all over the island and summon monsters. The new war between the islanders and the cubes has begun. So that's pretty much how this season happened. But previously what happened is the island and its inhabitants were faced with the alien invasion by the last reality. The mothership arrives to abduct pieces of the island and turn part of the island into an alien biome. Loopers were also abducted by the mothership and were used in experiments. Dr. Sloan of the Imagine Order set up the mothership countermeasure device in Corny Complex to end the invasion, and Corny Complex is now called Corny Crops. But yeah, and also I'm just gonna say it again, I've said it before, but the Victory Royale rewards for this season is just the umbrella of the last reality, and it's a victory umbrella. That's only if you get a Victory Royale, and I think, I'm pretty sure it's still in limited time modes, solos, duos, cheers, or squads. It does not work in Team Rumble or, like, any creative thing. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it for this, episode. That was a good episode, I liked it. But, yeah, I was supposed to go over, like, the charged shotgun for this episode, but I decided not to because the charged shotgun has apparently not changed since it got vaulted last. So, yeah. But that's alright. Thanks for listening to this episode. Thank you for listening to the Eternal Royale podcast. Please follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, then please leave me a 5-star review and you will be featured in one of my episodes. You can also be featured in one of my episodes by sending me an email. I always put the email in my description of my podcast. You can just say, you can simply say hi. You can give some tips in Fortnite or some things that you would want me to talk about, like some episode ideas, but and I will also reply to you back. I will always make sure to reply to you back. And, yeah. Thanks for listening to this episode. I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.